Hello?
Hi, can you hear me better now?
Oh my gosh, so much better.
Oh my, you know what? I'm going to tell you why. I'm working from home because I don't know if I told you, my husband does dialysis. And so we're switching him to doing it at home. So I've been kind of having to help him along the way. And I don't know if it was like either my internet or something. I'm like, what in the world is going on? How come I sound like I'm in a bubble?
I know, it was crazy. Like, you were fine 1 minute, and the next minute it was like you were floating off. Like, you were getting further and
you're
further
like,
away. And I was
hello?
Like, oh, no.
I wish I was floating into heaven. Okay, so just going back. So, like, let's say you paid, you know, every month for 3 months. At the end of the 3 months, you're investing now $996, okay?
Okay.
They offer you 3 months prepaid $700. So you're like saving
okay.
$296. Now let's say you're paying every month for 6 months. At the end of the 6 months, you're now investing $1,893. Well, they offer you 6 months for $1,300, right?
Gotcha.
So you're
yeah.
saving like $593. And then of course, like finance says, well, let's say they're paying every month for like, you know, $299, right? They're paying that every month for 12 months, right? At the end of the 12 months, now you guys invested $3,687. But they do offer you 12 months prepaid as $2,500. So you're like saving, what is it, $1,187?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's say I do a prepaid for 3 months, then kind of like okay, I want to prepay another 3 months?
You can. Absolutely. Or you could say, I want to do 6 months, or you know what? I just want to do the month to month. And if you do month to month, then it goes to $299 a month. You're not paying like another setup fee or anything like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. We would probably do the prepay for $700.
Okay. Okay. Do you have like 15 minutes or, I mean, I could try to get you through it quickly, but it's the client interview that's going to be the most important.
Probably not. It would probably be better to do it on Monday in all honesty.
Okay.
What would, so you said I just need to make sure I have,
so
like,
basically,
keywords or what I want.
This is basically how it's going to go down, Megan. When you and I create the account, what we're doing is we're verifying the business information. We're verifying, like, your email address, your phone number. How do you want the company name listed? We're going through that. We're going through the billing. And then I'm going to set up your client interview. I'm going to also be jotting down just a few notes for the technicians so that they know where to start from. In your client interview, that's when the tech's going to talk to you about, okay, the areas that we're targeting, I see Nadine put XYZ, okay? Now, these are your services. Okay, perfect. I know that we're going to be running Facebook ads. How do you want us to run those? So they're going to go over all of that. That call is what takes longer. That call is going to take you like 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer because it does depend on how many questions or details you have. Okay?
Okay.
So that's why
mm-hmm.
I say that appointment is what's going to take the longest. So when you and I set up the account, we'll schedule your client interview. Depending on how our schedule looks that day, like if you wait until Monday, it's all going to depend like what the availability is on Monday. But if there's not a time slot that's available that's going to work for you, then we're looking at Tuesday's client interview.
Gotcha.
Make sense? Okay. So that's how it'll all go down. All right.
Sounds good.
So what's a good time that you want me to call you on Monday?
What time? Because you're on the West Coast, right?
Yeah. I start at 7 o'clock, which is 9 o'clock your time. We're here every Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, which is actually 9 to 6 your time.
Okay, so I guess 9 o'clock or 7 your time would be fine.
Okay, all right, then I'll give you a call then, and then and then we'll just go from there. Okay.
All right, and then that's when I'll make the first payment.
Yes, that's when you would make the first payment. Correct. So if you're doing the 3 month prepaid, basically that's going to cover you April to May, May to June, June to July. So July. Because Monday's the 22nd, that means July 22nd. I would say at least 3 days prior to that, let us know if you're going to continue with the program and if you're going to continue in prepaid or if you're going to revert month to month or if you decide you don't want to continue. Okay?
Okay.
As long as we know 3 days before that billing date. Okay.
Okay. 3 days, so then before the 22nd, you said.
Yeah, I would say 3 business days before just to be safe. So that way, okay, if you did decide to cancel, at least you're not getting charged on that date. Because if you don't tell us, okay, renew it for another 3 months, then what's
right.
going to happen is when that 22nd comes of July, it's going to automatically revert to the month to month. It's going to go and automatically charge the $299. I read it all to you, too, in a voice verification recording for your protection, you know.
Gotcha.
That'll outline it. Okay.
Okay, no, that sounds good. And then I will be looking, and you'll be calling from the same number that you're calling me right now from?
Usually, sometimes, because I use a voiceover internet program, so it's going to pull a local number. I'm going to also text you my phone number, too, so that way you just have it there. I'll kind of give you, like, I'll send you a quick text, and I'll say, hey, I can call you in, like, 5 minutes. Are you available? Just to make sure that's still a good time for you, okay? So
okay,
I'll send you my contact info again. Awesome. All right.
Awesome.
Well, have
thank
a beautiful
you so
weekend.
You do
all
the
right?
same.
Okay, Megan. Nice talking with you again. Talk to you on Monday.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.